Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Harold Furchcott Roth is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, the director of the Center for Economics of the Internet. Harold, tell us about that organization.
Well, we're part of the Hudson Institute, which is a free market-oriented think tank here in Washington. And the Center for the Economics of the Internet has a speaker series where we have some of the leading folks on the Internet come talk to folks here in Washington. We also disseminate papers, so it's a good group.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know more about that. You have to make sure I'm on the mailing list for,
okay.
Or if you will, give them my email and put me on whatever you're distributing there. Okay, I want you to give us a report on, and you can take this any way you want to go, Harold, because you're the pro at this. But I'm feeling that the behavior of the Federal Communications Commission, chaired by Tom Wheeler, is creating policies that are not just political policies, but they're actually having the impact of hurting the economy. And when I say hurting the economy, one of the reasons why the economy is so slow right now, Harold, is because corporate America is not investing in the economy. They're hoarding their money. They're not investing, and now we're passing FCC rules that are dampening the investment of one of the most dynamic things that the world has ever had, the Internet. So now that I've said that, what do you think?
Jim, sadly, you're exactly right. The one of the few bright spots in the American economy over the past 25 years has been the Internet. And I wrote a paper just a couple of years ago measuring the contribution of the information sector to the broader U.S. economy. And rules that have come out of the FCC in the past year or so have really discouraged anyone from investing in the sector because it takes what used to be one of the great advantages of the Internet. And keep in mind, the Internet is a technology that began in the United States, that was developed in the United States, that mm-hmm. it's probably the last sector in the entire world where the United States is the undisputed global leader.
And have never withheld it from anyone, friend or foe.
Exactly. And it's also, not surprisingly, completely unregulated. At least mm-hmm. it was completely unregulated up until a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have new rules in place.
It's now a utility, folks.
It's put the FCC in the position of being the regulator of a lot of aspects of the Internet. And not only the regulator, but it decides when and if and how it is going to regulate. It has extraordinary discretion about how it's going to regulate the Internet.
In the unregulated Internet, Harold, prior to this ruling by the FCC, which was coerced 100%, folks, by the Obama White House. We know this. This is not me jumping on the president. We know this is what happened. Prior to that, was there any small organizations, small entities, who were justified in saying that they were harmed by the unregulated Internet?
Well, Jim, I suspect somewhere, somehow, there were people who would say that. But it was a very vibrant free market approach. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Some businesses went out of business. If you remember the dot-com boom of the late 90s, a lot of people invested a lot of money in companies that were going to be internet companies that all ended in.
But that has that had nothing to do with the. I mean, yeah, that was those were different. Those were different issues. I'm talking about in the last 4 or 5 years, because of the big content flow of some companies and certain companies' ability to slow down traffic if they wanted to. Was there competitive advantage in there that some big companies had that little companies didn't have? Was there anything egregious in there?
I don't think so. So we have a solution in search of a problem. We have the FCC deciding they're going to come regulate this in anticipation that something bad might happen. The FCC couldn't point to exact issues that were out in the marketplace that needed to be remedied. They simply pointed to hypothetical problems that they said might possibly develop in the future.
And Harold,
that's a very, very bad way.
And see, my audience remembers when I reported on US v. Microsoft back in the late 90s and in the early 2000s. But there wasn't a single customer standing up saying we're harmed by Microsoft bundling, you know, their browser. But yet they were taken to court over this through antitrust. Folks, this is the kind when you hear me talk about getting the government anti-business practices and getting the government out of the way of businesses. These are examples of what I'm talking about. Harold, I need a website, please. Harold, give me one of your websites.
Oh, sure. Just go to Hudson.org, Hudson.org, and look for the Center for the Economics of the Internet.
There you go. So check that out, folks. You'll get smarter when you do. Tintil, more to come with Harold Fritschgott Roth after these messages. Baby on a hard day's night.
She was hanging on Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.